This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasani with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges development of science and technology in the country. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses collaboration among three tiers of governments for quality health services. Nepal clinches Triangular Series under ICC Men's World Cup League 2, defeating Scotland by 2 wickets. And they told due to landslides in Sao Paulo state of Brazil reaches 44. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is committed to developing science and technology for national prosperity. Prime Minister Dahal made the commitment during a discussion with a delegation of Mahabir Poon, the chief of the National Innovation Centre, at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal also pledged to move ahead, resolving the problems seen in the implementation of existing acts and laws in the sector. On the occasion, Chairman of the National Innovation Centre, Mahabir Poon, asked the state to accord special priority to the science and technology to make the country self-reliant in every sector. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has urged the government to provide quality health services to the general public in an easy and smooth manner. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of Hetonda Hospital run by Madan Bhandari Academy of Health Sciences in Hetonda yesterday, President Bhandari called on three tiers of governments to ensure quality health services collaborating each other. The president urged the academy to be active honestly in the activities of providing quality health service and in upgrading and producing skilled human resources. President Bhandari requested the province government and local bodies to move ahead for the research-oriented activities and producing capable human resources in the health sector. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said his party will take the election of the country's new president as sharing of power. Talking to media persons at Balubang yesterday, Nepal said that no concrete proposal was made before him for becoming the president. Nepal Bar Association, an umbrella organization of law practitioners, has demanded to finalize the appointment of Chief Justice as soon as possible. A delegation under the leadership of Association Chair Gopal Krishna Khemira met with the Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at Balwatar yesterday and demanded him to recommend for the appointment of Chief Justice immediately. Chair Khemira said they drew the Prime Minister's attention to finalize the appointment of the Chief Justice to make the justice delivery unaffected. The post of Chief Justice at the Supreme Court has remained vacant since the 13th of February in 2022. More than 64,000 Nepali people have received labor permit for the foreign employment during the last month. The Department of Foreign Employment has stated that a total of 64,084 people have received labor permit, including 58,447 male and 5,837 female. The department informed that the data has been collected from the Nepali people going for the foreign employment for the first time. The International Network of Nepali Journalists, INJA, has decided to present the Investigative Journalism Award to journalists to Madhrika Dahal and Tara Wagle for this year. The prize selection committee, coordinated by senior journalist Teerth Gwarala, took the decision to this regard. Dahal, who had begun journalism since 2064 BS has been writing on the issues of good governance, public administration, domestic and international security, crime and public interest. Currently associated with the Kantipur Delhi, the Hall has worked at Divya Darshan and Rahasya Weeklies and Karabar and Nagarik Dailies. Similarly, Wagle is active in journalism for 15 years and has reported extensively on discrimination and violence against women and public administration. Nepal defeated Scotland by 2 wickets in yesterday's match under the ICC Men's World Cup League 2 held in Tew Cricket Ground. With the win, Nepal became the winner of the series, remaining undefeated, that also involved Namibia. In the match yesterday, after winning the toss and inviting Scotland to bat first, Nepal restricted them to 212 runs, taking all wickets in 46.1 overs. In reply, Nepal met the target of 213 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in 44.1 overs. Nepali team captain Rohit Kumar Podal scored an unbeaten 95 runs, while Karan Kesari remained not out with 31 runs to ensure the victory. For Nepali bowling side, Sandeep Lamichhane took 4 wickets while Karan Kesari took 3 wickets. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda congratulated the Nepali national men's cricket team for achieving success in the ICC Cricket World Cup League 2. Prime Minister Dahal took to his social media account to congratulate the Nepali team for a thrilling 2-wicket win over ICC Cricket World Cup League 2 champions and champion Scotland. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia is suspending its participation in New START, a strategic arms reduction treaty with the United States. In a state of national address, the Russian president said Russia needs to be ready to test nuclear weapons if the U.S. does so first. According to the BBC, throughout his address, Putin reiterated previous claims blaming Ukraine and the West for the war. New START is the last remaining nuclear arms deal between Russia and U.S., and it was extended for 5 years in 2021. Originally signed in 2010, the treaty limits each side to 1,550 long-range nuclear warheads, a lower number than under the previous START deal. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has urged leader Putin to reconsider suspending arms treaty. The number of people killed in landslides which hit coastal towns in Brazil's Sao Paulo state over the weekend has risen to 44. More than 40 others are still missing. Locals have joined forces with rescue workers to search the mud for survivors. According to BBC, more than 750 people lost their homes as torrents of earth and rock came loose from hillsides after a record amount of rain fell in the coastal area east of Sao Paulo. Meteorologists say more than 680 millimeters of rain came down in the municipality of Bartioga in the space of only 24 hours. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda places development of science and technology in the country. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses collaboration among three tiers of governments for quality health services. Nepal clinched a strangler series under ICC Men's World Cup League 2, defeating Scotland by 2 wickets, and they told due to landslides in Sao Paulo State, Brazil reaches 44. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.